So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome up with a big round of applause, Miss Dana Clary. Come on, Dana.
Okay. Am I on?
Am I on?
Okay, you can hear me? Awesome. I will not be up here for very long. Those of you that were with me yesterday know I like to walk around the room and kind of, you know, talk with you and ask you questions. Whether or not you want to talk to me, I'll be talking to you. All right? So it's a pleasure to be with you here today. So my name is Dana Clary. I work for Sales and Marketing Technologies. We are a digital marketing agency this year celebrating our 25th year in business. Find another digital agency that's been around for 25 years. Know anybody? You really don't. So it's us. And we are in a suburb right outside of Orlando, Florida. And I know we have a lot of Floridians here. And it's really a pleasure to have the opportunity to share with you really some of the basics. And for some of you, you may know all of this. For some of you, you might know some of this. For some of you, you might not know any of this. But it really is my responsibility to know that I left you with some value, okay? So that is the premise of this presentation. So how many of you were with me yesterday? We were together for 2 hours. So, yeah, so, oh, wow, maybe like 20% of the room. Okay, so so for those of you who were with me yesterday, you'll see a couple of things we talked about yesterday, but then you're going to see a lot of different things, okay? So we have 30 minutes together, so I cannot, you know, like I can't give you 20 plus years of experience in 30 minutes, but I'm going to try and give you some value, like I said, okay? All right, cool. So after I call the aliens in, okay, so... All right, so digital marketing. Woo! What am I doing? Oh, really? Okay.
You gotta stand on your left leg.
Okay. And hop and do the hokey pokey. Okay. All right, so digital marketing. What works? What doesn't? Why isn't my business growing? Okay, so we heard a lot about this morning and even with our, you know, with our other presenters. Really, like anything in your business, marketing and digital marketing starts with you. And it starts with your mindset. So even in the 2 days I've been here, I'm talking to myself, right? Okay. Really? I can't talk to these people? I can't, like, do the hokey. Okay. All right. We will not be dancing. Okay. So even in the 2 days I've been here, I've heard all kinds of interesting comments about what you're doing, what you're not doing, what's working, what's not working for you. So it does start with you. So what I'd like to know is how many of you currently, you personally do the marketing for your company? Loud and proud.
What do you mean by do?
You are the doer.
I'm in charge of the people I hire.
Okay, good. That's not you. So this is the... Somewhere down there. Okay, good. So you're not the doer, okay? All right, awesome. All right, how many of you have someone else on your team that handles the marketing? Okay, great. Okay, how many of you have hired someone else? Oh, darn it. Okay. How many of you have hired somebody else to handle your marketing?
Recently.
You mean a new company or a new employee?
You've outsourced somebody to handle your marketing. So there's one, two, three, but that side of the room. Okay.
Exactly what is it? Is it your SEO end of marketing? Or is it?
Yeah, I think we're hybrid.
Social media?
Yep. So... Great question. So if you are outsourcing any part of your marketing, raise your hand. Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay, how many of you do no marketing at all? I don't need marketing. I have all the business I need. No? All right. And then how many of you would like to market your business or better market your business? and you don't know where to start. Okay. And then how many of you are never going to raise your hand? Good. Okay, great. Now I know who I'm dealing with. Okay, good. All right, awesome. So what is digital marketing? All right, so digital marketing defined. A term used to describe the integrated marketing services, so the question we had over here, like what part of it? The integrated marketing services used to attract, engage, and convert customers online. All right, so this is from a recent publication. These are all the different ways that you can market your business online. There they are. Right, confusing, right? Even for me, completely overwhelming. So I show that to you not to freak you out. I show that to you to understand that there are a lot of people that have a lot of opinions about how to market your business, and a lot of them aren't marketers. Or some of them might have a piece of information on how to market your business. Or somebody might be a friend and something's working for them and they think it's going to work for you because they have this tool over here on column 4, you know, line 40. However, not all tools work for all people, not all, you know, just like not all sales strategies work for all businesses, right? So, so here's how I'd like you to listen to the rest of our time together. I'd like you to listen to what can I do that I'm not currently doing. And then there's going to be a score at the end. There's going to be 5 principles, and you get, 20% for each of those 5 things that you're doing. So you want to add up your score, like number one, I'm a yes or I'm a no, 20%, and then all the way down, okay? And then what is your takeaway? Like, what are you going to do next? Because, you know, I can stand here and I can give you some great ideas and some great suggestions, but really, it's all about implementation, right? So, like commit to yourself. Look, I'm not going to take up a scorecard and I'm not going to have you commit to me, but commit to your business as to what is the one thing or the 2 things that you're going to implement, okay? That way I know I got my job done. Okay, so here we go again. Now this is, again, you can go online and find like, what is digital marketing? And this is like a, you know, this is another example. And, you know, when I take a look at this, I go, okay, well, an agency like mine that's been around for 25 years, we actually offer about 50% of that. And we're one of the best of the best. So again, I ask you not to get yourself overwhelmed as we move forward to just a couple of things. So the point is marketing is getting increasingly technical, but you do want to do something. So don't just stand on the sidelines and, you know, I don't know what to do. Do something. And then you want to keep moving and refining. If something doesn't work, you know, too often people bail on something that could work if it's tweaked just a little bit. And if you work with a marketing expert, they can help you with that. I think I talked to somebody yesterday that said that they had tried something, and like it didn't work after a couple of months, and we stopped. I'm like, well, actually, that could really work. That could really work if you refine your offer and that type of thing, okay? But just keep moving. All right, so there are 4 boxes up here, but there are 5 basics for success. So you'll hear about the 5th at the end of the presentation. So number 1 is your website. We'll talk about that in specifics. 2, utilizing email specifically as part of a CRM system. 3, social. 4, your offer. Okay, so the first thing, the basics of a website, you want to own your website, and I'll go over some specifics about what that means in a second. You want to select the right platform for your business. And for some of you, how many have any idea what a platform is? A website platform?
It's the technology that is used, like there was to be Dreamweaver.
It is the platform that, right, it is how the website is built. And not all platforms are created equal. So for many of you, you might have a WordPress platform. And WordPress is a great, easy system to use, not necessarily the easiest thing to keep up with, okay? There's other platforms, like our agency, we prefer to put people on a .NET platform, although if people are just sold on WordPress, we'll put them on WordPress. A .NET platform is a Microsoft-created platform that is known for the like ultimate in security. So you don't wake up one day and your site has been redirected to a place that it shouldn't be redirected to. And we've had that happen. We've had that happen when people have called us and said, I just woke up and my site is now redirected to a site that shouldn't be there. So we have to, you know, we'll fix all that and put them on a platform that works for them. And then finally, you want your website built to convert. Now, unfortunately, or fortunately, there are, you know, thousands and thousands of people out there that have the skill set to build a website. Very few of them understand that there is a way to build a website and position a website that is built what we call to convert. So what that means is to, as people land on your website, they immediately are interested and there's something that has them take action. Okay? So I've talked to several people today and I've seen like some really beautiful websites that were shown to me and, you know, kind of, I already had somebody say to me today, it's not built to convert, is it? Like, no, it's not, but it's beautiful. All right, and some tweaks can be made to build, to be able to convert. All right, so we've gone through that. Okay, so your website is the only online asset you will own, so you want to own it. And some of you might actually be on a platform that you don't own. So you want to find out if you, like if you have somebody that, you know, whoever did your website for you, if you are renting, a lot of people actually rent websites and you don't realize you're renting websites. You're actually renting them from month to month. So you want to really get that clear for yourself. Like, do you own your website? And if you don't, then you want to move yourself to a place where you own it. Okay? So why you want to own your domain. Now, this is kind of boring stuff, you guys. So if you're like nodding off, I get it. And you want to own your domain. I cannot begin to tell you how many business owners call and say, hey, I need a new web development company. I need a new company to do my SEO. I'm like, great. Send me your credentials. Send me your login. And they don't have the first clue how to get into their own domain. Now, do you know what your domain is? That's your URL, your www. Okay. So if you don't own it, you better find a way to own it. All right. And then always make sure you know what your credentials are, always. Because anything can. The credentials to get into your domain.
Your login.
Your login. Yep. If you're trusting someone else with your login that's not within your company, please get that. Put that down as an action item. Get my credentials. Okay? All right. So your domain gains authority over time. So, you know, sometimes people go, oh, I want to change the name of my domain and I want to change the, you know, I think it'll be more catchy. Well, you can change the name of your company if you like, but you always want to keep your domain because it gains credibility over time, which helps with your search. Okay? All right, so again, owning your content. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. You don't want to have duplicate content out there on the web. So if you go to somebody else's website, if you go to a competitor's website and you're like, that is so cool, let me just borrow it. Well, you actually get knocked down from Google searchability when they find duplicate content out there. Okay, so you always want original content on your website.
Can I ask a question? What if it's stuff that you've already blogged or posted as a blog? Is that still original content?
Yeah, because that's yours. So the question is, what if I'm writing a blog and I posted that and it was, you know, yours? That's original content.
So it can go on your website too.
And it can go on your website. Well, your blog should go on your website.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Okay, all right.
What happens if you own the content, somebody copies it, they post it, does it knock both of you down or just them?
Okay, so it definitely knocks them down, because if your content was already there, then that you have that older credibility, if you will. Yeah. However, I said this to a couple of people. If you have there's an old strategy out there, which is like, how many of you have multiple locations? Okay, so this is just for a couple of you. Okay, so you don't want to have a website for every location. You don't want to do that. That was at one time a great idea. It's no longer a great idea. One website. Don't copy and paste for, you know, different cities, thinking you're going to rank in that city. You'll absolutely get knocked down from that.
What,
okay.
If you write on like online, like e-zine articles, that like an article site. Can you use that? Then take that article and also put it on your website.
Sure, you can do that. So the question is, what if I write for like an online publication and then I take that data and I put that on my website? That's fine. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Let me see how we're doing here. Okay. All right, so again, if you're outsourcing, just make sure that you know what you own. So not all development companies are created equal, especially if sometimes you can find a development company that might be offshore, and that might be great for some reasons, but you might not be able to own your content, you might not own that site. The content is key, especially if you found somebody who is really inexpensive offshore. Usually that content has been used someplace else, and you don't own it, they do. Okay? So that's just like the FYI of it, all right? Okay, and then again, know all your logins. Okay, now if you have a website, you should, but not all of you do, you should have Google Analytics installed on it. So if you don't, get it installed. If you don't know how to do it, have somebody do it for you, okay? And for all of you who know you have Google Analytics, again, have your logins. That's not something you want to be without if you lose your developer or you lose somebody you're working with, okay? All right, so I'm going to go quickly into an example of a website that is built to convert. Is a little thingy? No? I don't think so. All right, well, okay. All right, well, this website is built to convert. So, and what that looks like is, I'm going to need to walk over here for a second. So when you land on this website, so FAS windows and doors. Not necessarily the most exciting thing you would think of, right? Like a window and door company. Who has a window and door company here? Anyone? No? Okay. Well, FAS totally gets it. They totally get it. Now, they've hired us. We've worked with them for over 10 years. They've built, worked on their brand. They are actually like in Central Florida known as the, you know, almost like the rock stars of service-based business, because they've made themselves that. And they know how to convert people into customers. So this is just a really good example of how a really good website is built. So when you land on the home page, you see that your brand or your logo is on the top left, always the preferred location. And in the top right, you have a way to get in touch, like call now. And then when that goes to mobile, it's right on the top, click to call. That is a basic for every website. And I could look out and I could tell you that probably half of you have it, okay? So if you take one takeaway as to what's going to make a difference for your website, do that, okay? All right. Next. Okay, so the next thing, built to convert. So, and this is all still part of the home page, all right? So the home viewer scrolling on the home page. So I tell you a little bit about the company, and then right away they have like a value. They have something of value they're providing you. And then they have an offer, like act now, right there on the home page. So you know what you're getting. You land there, you know what you're getting. Okay, and they even offer a free quote, and right here they're collecting your information. So why is that important? Why do they have collect your information on the homepage?
Opt-in.
What else? For your database, right. To opt in for to build a database. Is everybody going to do this? No. But usually the people that take the time to do this are the kind of people that you want to be in communication with. Okay? All right. And then as you scroll down to the bottom of their home page, they have their affiliations and their awards listed all across the bottom. Credibility. So you don't want to hide that kind of stuff. You want to put that right there. All right. Your basic number two is email. So yes, you want to use email. This is your email is your best bet for what we call a long-term nurturing relationship. Don't look to email for short-term sales and lift. That's not how you utilize it. It's your best bet for your ongoing brand awareness. Don't go crazy about your open rate. It's fine. If you do an email campaign correctly and you're consistently communicating with the people on your database, those people know that email's coming. And when they're ready for information, they'll open up that email.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The website you shown, I noticed something. It can be seen on a screen, the same page. You don't have to go down. Do you promote that you can see everything, or you can still go down to get more information?
So the question is, when somebody lands on your homepage, should they be able to see the whole homepage, or is it okay if they scroll? It's okay if they scroll, and you don't want to, so it's a really great question, you don't want people to have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll for something important on the bottom. That's an old school method. It's an old school direct marketing methodology that no longer works, all right? But it's okay for people to scroll like a, you know, if you land and you have the page, it's okay for people to scroll for like another a page and a half, and then that's it. Okay, you should be on other pages. Okay? All right, so the most effective way to utilize email is to utilize email sending people announcements to your recent blog posts. So who does that? Who in this room does that?
We do that.
We have one. Anyone else do that? Two. Okay, wow. Missing a great opportunity here. And I know Infusionsoft is going to be here tomorrow, I think. Infusionsoft will be here tomorrow. So whether you use Infusionsoft or you use some other CRM database, you really want to really utilize that tool to the way that could really make a difference for you to lift your business. So I'm going to give you an example of that in a moment. But you want to utilize email for special announcements, campaigns, which I'll talk about in a second. Your email should provide value to people and use it for warm fuzzies, like send out holiday announcements, that type of stuff, from our family to yours with a picture, that type of thing, okay? So for some people, you think it takes too much time, I can't do it. However, this investment of utilizing email, especially when I'm about to tell you about the blogs, the time is money if you don't do it because somebody else is doing it. And I've seen small companies build themselves up because they knew how to communicate with people. So here's an example. Now, this was sent from my company's president, and he sends an email every Tuesday. And every Tuesday, an email blast goes out. And it says, now I can't read it because I can't walk over there. But it says something to the effect of, you know, welcome to this week's tips and trends. Here's what's new. And this one has to do with live video. Like, here's how live video can make a difference in your business. And then what's going to happen is you're going to click on that, and then it's going to take you to the blog. Now, this is a screenshot, okay? So what I have is a screenshot of the top of the blog and then the, you know, the content of the blog. But what happened is you received an email, you clicked on the invitation to the article, and then what happened? You landed on our website. You landed on our blog, on our website. So we just drove traffic to the site. Now, you don't necessarily know that unless you're in marketing or you're doing it yourself, but we've just driven traffic to our website, A, which helps with our credibility, which helps with our ranking, and we've provided value to you. Did I try and sell you? Is there any sales message in here? No. There's no sales message in here. However, I cannot begin to tell you how many times I get a phone call like, hey, I've been receiving your emails, I've been receiving your tips and your trends for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. I have some questions. I need some help with my internet marketing. Great. Why? Because we've been communicating and we've been providing value. Okay? So somebody yesterday came to me and said, oh my gosh, I don't want to spam my customers. Who said that? There was someone who... So somebody who had a real concern about spamming your customers, well, then don't spam your customers. All right? Don't do that. So spamming would look like, oh, here's my offer this week, or here's the sales this week, or come do business with us. That absolutely is spamming. However, if you're providing value and content, people will stay with you, and they will recommend you even if they're not doing business with you. Okay? All right. Okay, so basic number three is social. So how many of you do some sort of social media with the marketing of your business? Okay, so maybe about half of you. All right, well, here's the first thing I have to say about the social. Stop the madness. Okay, so why would I say stop the madness? I just want to hear from a couple of people. Why do you think I said that? Oh, wow, that's good. Okay, that's good. So, spend all the time and money, and then they change the rules. Okay, that's good. All right, next.
I think that you could literally, there's so many options for social media. When you say stop the madness, it makes me feel like, you know what, maybe not all of them are important to me.
Correct. That's exactly correct. So, yeah.
Get Hootsuite.
Yeah. Get Hootsuite. Okay, well, that's a whole other thing. All right, yeah, I'll address that in a second. Okay, yeah?
Probably targeting the wrong demographic.
Targeting the wrong demographic. Okay, that's absolutely all correct. It really is. So the thing with social media is not all platforms are needed for your business. And there's this thing that sometimes happens with social media is people get in it and they just start having fun. And it's not providing value to your business. And what is that doing? That's taking you away from running your business. So do social media. Do what works for your company. If you don't know what's going to make a difference for your company, you should ask a specialist. And there's, there we go. The other thing is social media can actually mess up your brand. And so what I mean by that, and I'm going to go specifically to Facebook. If you have a Facebook business page, and that business page is filled with, here's today's sale, come in tomorrow and visit us, here's our next offer, blah, blah, blah. If it's a sales page, snooze fest, nobody cares, nobody's coming. Okay, so do Facebook. Make sure you understand that if you're... it's important for your brand, and there's a way to do it correctly, okay? So, yeah.
I told my wife, you know, we have a cleaning business. Get the interior designers who refer us business to like our business page, but also try to get to be friends with them on our personal pages, because that way
sure.
We kind of have it all sort of working together.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
So the comment is about really the, you know, having your vendors like your... like your business page, and then also be personal friends with you. Yes and no. I have 5 minutes. Are you serious? I have 5 minutes. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hurry through the rest of it. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna hurry through the rest of it. Anything I do not answer, I actually am here with a booth that is set up, and I will actually be at that booth now for the rest of the conference, and I'm happy to answer all your questions, okay? All right, so this was an example. This is an example, again, FAS Windows and Doors that's doing it correctly. They here's a friendly picture, use pictures of your team. People want to be able to connect with you, have lots of pictures of your team on your website as well. Here they post a picture of a baby born on their staff, and they talked about information that would be helpful to people as we were dealing with a hurricane recently. All right, so, and then the basic number four is having a great offer, okay? And if you don't know how to have a great offer, then again, go to a specialist who can work with you to develop a great offer. And some of you saw this yesterday. Here's an example from a pediatric dentist office who is offering a discount for services if you bring candy in, because they're going to take that candy and put it to the dumpster, all right, because they have pediatric dentistry. Very clever. All right, so the basic success factor number five is hire an expert. Okay, so here's what I have to say about it. These are quotes that I've heard throughout the day. Stop being a slave to your business. Stop doing your own marketing. I heard that this morning. So here's the thing. You do not want me out there doing the carpet cleaning. You do not want me cleaning children's teeth. You do not want me fixing toilets, and you do not want me teaching your children martial arts. So it's the same thing with your marketing. If you want to do it correctly and you really want your business to work, it pays for itself. Hire somebody that knows what they're doing to help it lift your business, okay? All right, so invest in your business. Okay, so what to look for and who you hire? Well, you got to hire the right people. Take a look at how long they've been in business. It does make a difference. You know, if somebody says, oh, I've been doing this for a year, you might want to question that. You know, I don't want somebody cleaning my teeth that's been doing it for a year. I really don't. So, all right, so what are their results? You know, are they dedicated towards excellence? Do the team members get into your business? Like they're really in your business, understanding your business, like it's almost seamless. Are they communicating with you and for you to ask questions? So, and then this is some extra credit stuff. So some other things that you could do online that can make a difference for your business, and I'm happy to talk to you about some back-end things like, you know, training videos for your staff, marketing automation, sales automation that are communicating with people while you're sleeping, that works with like upsells, that type of thing. All right, so you want to take a look just real quick. So what is your score? 20% if you have a great website, 40% if you do that with email. Like take a look, site, email, social, offer, and you have experts working with you. So how many of you have a score of 100%? No. All right, how many of you have a score of 80%? Great, so we have a few people in the room. Great, 60%, 40%, 20%, and the people that are never gonna raise their hands. Okay, all right. So here's what we prepared for you. And so of course we have an offer. All right, and then who has them? Who has the sheets? Okay. I'm like talking really fast to get done, right? Like, all right, and let me have one. Yeah. Okay, so just so you know, all of you, 100% of you, I'm asking to fill this out and check the very top box. It's free. All right, so check the top box. And that is our smart tips and trends. And then you'll also get a free guide, which is how to create engaging Facebook pages. So you'll get a free guide and a checklist. And, you know, I'm going to be straight with you. You do that, you get into our database, and we're going to be communicating with you, and you get to see how we do business, okay? And then if you want an advisor, like you're not ready to hire a team, but you want an advisor and you want to call and ask some questions, so you'll see we have an advisor. So just so you know, we put together two things just for this group that we don't do. You're not going to be able to call our agency and say, hey, I need a marketing advisor that I can call 2 to 4 times a month to get advice on my marketing. We don't do that, but we're doing this for this group. So you'll see that is, it's like $297 a month to do that and get an expert, me or another expert on our team. And then there's marketing assistance where we can write your blogs, do your social media, program some stuff on your website, fix your website, some of the stuff we were talking about. So you'll see that at $697. And then if you are like, you know, like Howard, who is like, okay, I'm ready for a marketing team. I want to outsource. I want a team to work with on a monthly basis. Then you'll see that on the fourth check mark, which is your instant marketing team. Okay? So go ahead and fill these out. And then I will be, again, I will be at the booth right outside the door to the right. And I'm happy to answer your questions and, you know, help with your marketing needs. So thank you for our time together. I've enjoyed it. And have a great rest of the conference.
Yes. Give her a big hand, folks. Thank you so much, Dana. All right, we're not going to have a break. We're going to bring up our next speaker, but why don't you just stand real quick, shake hands with the people around your table, and tell them you're glad they got next to sit next to you today.